Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
April is Donate Life Month, and counties are pitching in to raise awareness and increase organ donor registration rates across New York State. Unfortunately, only 18% of New Yorkers age 18 and over have enrolled in the New York State Donate Life Registry, compared to the national average of 42%. The New York State Association of Counties, NYSAC, believes that counties can be the driving force to raise awareness and increase donor registration in New York. In late 2012, NYSAC president and Orange County executive Ed Diana learned that he needed a liver transplant. As he awaits his transplant, NYSAC is partnering with County Executive Diana to increase organ donor registration rates in all of New York's counties. Ed Diana and NYSAC Executive Director Stephen Aquario join us this morning. We're getting Ed on the phone hopefully very soon, but Stephen is here in the studio, and also with him is the DMV Executive Deputy Commissioner David Sampson. David and Stephen, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
A delight to have you both with us. Stephen, let us begin with you. You know, this is one of those things that hits kind of close to home, and yet it is it's also an interesting statistic and a troubling one of where you have New York compared to other states very low, and you try to think about what can be done to improve that number, I assume.
Yeah, Joe, that's right. Let's look at some of the numbers, some of the statistics here. New York State is about 19% of eligible citizens of this state are enrolled in the organ registry, donation registry. I think that what's happening here, if I could piece it together from how I see it, is most people don't know about this or choose not to think about it. And that was me. That wasn't me. Let me take that back. I had made a conscious decision not to enroll on the organ donation registry. I was concerned about it for some reason. It didn't seem like it was right for me. And that is until I saw an individual who just happens to be my president, the county executive of Orange County, New York, and his experiences, his life experience of being on this waiting list and seeing what this is doing to an individual who serves the public, a public servant who has so much to give to society, but yet is hindered and hampered in his ability to do that because he needs an organ. So I made a conscious decision to enroll on this list. And I'm happy to do that. But I think most people don't know about this, don't have a relative yet that needs it, a friend. Seeing somebody go through this, we have 10,000 New Yorkers right now who need an organ, whose life could be saved by simply enrolling in this program.
And David, give us a sense of how this works, because this ultimately is registered through your department, through the Department of Motor Vehicles in most cases, yes?
In most cases, yes. And in fact, we were surprised to find out, just to give a little background on our efforts in this area, about 2 years ago, we were approached by the Department of Health and the organ donor enrollment groups to see if there was ways that we could increase organ donor enrollment in New York State. 92% of all people registering to become organ donors are done through the DMV, which was a surprising figure to us, but it also showed the importance that this should have with DMV, and we were happy to come up with a organized initiative last year called Go the Extra Mile campaign, which is designed to help raise awareness, as Steve has indicated, to increase the number of organ donors enrolled in New York State. We currently estimate there are about 3 million New Yorkers who have made that decision. We're glad that's the case, but the total number out there who could is 15 million. So we have a long way to go because the percentage of New Yorkers does fall far behind the national average of about 44%.
As I mentioned, late last year, the president of NYSAC and Orange County executive, Ed Diana, learned that he needed a liver transplant.
Joe.
Good morning. Hi.
Hey, Ed Diana, Joe. I'm on the line. So.
Well, it's great to have you. Thank you very much for being with us.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. And Stephen, thank you for being here. And David, I think it's such an important issue that people have to realize the urgency and certainly what they can do to save lives. So,
obviously there was your personal situation that brings this to the forefront in your mind and for your family.
Yes.
But what was your relationship to organ donation prior to that?
Well, I certainly was very aware of it. I am older than 60, so I could not be a donor myself. But my daughters are now involved, and a lot of people I know have been involved. In Orange County alone, through our DMV office, we were at about 9%, which was a terrible rate. And in the last year and a half, we've now made that rise to 18%. So we're still not where we should be. I think the state's average is about 21%. So we're getting very close, and we really stepped it up here in Orange County to do even further. And talking with Stephen Aquario, Steve, I know Steve's there, a great friend and a great executive director of NYSAC. Now we're trying to take it statewide through the NYSAC organization. And I know the governor's office is very, very aware to get the knowledge out there. And we've passed resolutions in some counties already throughout the state. We're trying to make every county, 62 of them, in the state of New York, grew to be the first state in the union to have every county registered or at least have a proclamation or a resolution stating how important it is to be a donor to save lives. And that, I think, would just get national attention for everybody and then encourage the nation as well.
So Stephen talked about this a moment while we were getting you on the line and was very articulate in telling your story.
Yes.
But what is that like? I mean, you announced just yesterday that you were retiring from office.
Yes.
You were on that list. What is it like? I mean, I can't imagine of what it's like to wait and just not know of whether it could be an hour from now.
I can tell you, Joe, that the certainly the roller coaster ride is what we call it, is unbelievable. Very stressful to me, but certainly to my immediate family. It's very, very stressful. When we were told about 6 years ago that we had this non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which in essence is just too much fat in the liver, and that eventually the best way to cure that and to be healthy pretty much to 100% is to have a transplant. So we went to Columbia Presbyterian. At that point, we think it's one of the best institutions for transplants in the nation and maybe even the world. So we're at the best. And we talked, we went through testing, we've done everything, we went to classes, we've read numerous volumes of literature on it. So we're very aware of what has to go on. But I can tell you the personal impacts on a family and friends is monumental. And I'll just relate a story. About a month ago, I was called to go down and potentially have a liver. I was second, like they were evaluating two of us at the same time. And I was like in a bed at 11 o'clock at night. I had an IV in my arm. I had blood testing already, EKGs, all that ready to go to the operating room at 1 o'clock in the morning. And I was told it's like 12:45, that no, it's not working and you got to go home. I mean, so I was in the bed. I mean, that's how close we were.
Yeah.
So that was
that's a roller
very,
coaster.
Very stressful night, I can tell you that. But we're positive. You know, and people got to stay positive. You've got to look at the bright side of things. Don't look at the negative side. And we are very confident as a family, myself, that we're going to get this liver. We're going to go through this operation, and in 5, 6, 8, 10 weeks, we're going to be fine, good to go at 1,000%. And there's so many that go on today. In Columbia alone, last year, I believe, did 168 just liver transplants.
Mm.
And so I'm not the best. You got somebody doing 3 or 4 a week doing this, and they really have it down pretty much to a science. But, you know, there's always a chance, any kind of major operation, God knows. And hopefully, God willing, that everything will be great. And we're going to beat this, there's no question.
So, David, as far as the mechanics go, when someone wants to, and we'll give the website out here, it's donatelifeny.org, and I'll give it out at the end of the segment as well, where they can find out more information. But it is you make it very simple, right?
Yes, what we did last year is we designed an online process where people can go to the DMV website at dmv.ny.gov. And if you go there today, you will see there's actually a link, an organ donor link, with Dr. Oz's photograph, because Dr. Oz has volunteered his services for this year's campaign to help promote organ donation. So you click on the link for an organ donor. It will take you to a secure site called MyDMV, which, with information, personal information and driver license information, you can very quickly go into a secure website and enroll as an organ donor.
And, you know, Stephen mentioned this before of his apprehension of having made a decision not to, and then having something close to him change your mind. And I guess I was the same way, where I, you know, there's something about being scrapped for parts that is odd. But then when you realize, you know, what that can do, and I had a dear friend talk to me about it and say, look, you know, this is a way for you to, you know, to live on beyond your death and to help others. And I guess, Ed, it's one of those things where, sure, I mean, your story inspires a lot of people, those people around you, but it's to make that connection with people who may not have the personal connection, but can certainly understand why it's necessary.
Absolutely. And like I said, the more knowledge people get and the more understanding of all kinds of transplants and how critical they are, that, yes, during your death, you really live on. You live on helping other people in a time of need when you help them the most and when they need something, some sort of a donation to keep their life moving. And you live on forever. If you think about it in that vein, those organs can make numerous people have healthy lives and live much, much longer in their lives. So that's how important it is. And like we said, you don't really think about it till it hits home.
Sure.
And once it starts to hit home, you say, wow. And then if you're in any kind of position whatsoever that people would listen somehow, you should, I think, take your time to try to get that voice out there so people are more aware and understand what it's all about. And that's what Stephen has done. And Steve, I thank you as a great friend of mine. But even like Stephen, I think talking to me and really realizing what's going on, he said, we just have to get behind this as NYSAC, all the counties in the state of New York. It's that critical. So
I was surprised by you make the decision to do it, and then you go, and I went on the website, and then I did it, and it's maybe about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I go out and I do it, and then you get the sheet that's very detailed of what you want, you know, of what you agree to and what you don't agree to. So it's not more than a, you know, you have a lot of say as to what happens in that regard, which seems really important to me, and perhaps something that isn't fully explained to people, because I think they think, oh, okay, well, they're just going to take what they want, but you have an awful lot of power in that
yeah.
regard.
You do, Joe. You have the decisions to make as far as transplants. You have the choice of donating your body to research as well. So you are in control of what it is that you want to give. You can give certain organ parts. You could also donate organs to a particular individual,
right.
In fact. And if that person is a match, then that person would get that organ. And if not, it would go to somebody else. But if we think about the power of what we're doing here right now, let's just say if 1,000 listeners signed up on the organ donation registry just from this interview today, potentially 10,000 lives could be saved by just 1,000 people signing up. That's how important this is.
And again, back to the DMV for when this occurs and you sign up, it's right there in your license. You get the little heart on your license, and it says organ donor, and that is how at a scene, or if it's an accident, or if it is in the hospital, how they know, right, that you are an organ donor, other than the computer work that goes once. But this is the first tip off.
That is one way that they know, but in all cases they will check the Department of Health organ donor registry to see
regardless
to make certain of that.
Okay. Is there a goal for NISAC's effort, Steve?
Absolutely. The goal is to shape public opinion. That's what counties do. Part of the role of this regional government of counties is to help shape public opinion. There's a lot of misconception about this program, about these silent heroes who are becoming organ donors. That's truly what they are. So part of what we're doing here is a statewide outreach to educate and inform the public of these important decisions and the effect on people's lives. Over a dozen counties have already done this. Governor Cuomo has already issued a proclamation. Governor Cuomo has worked with Dr. Oz and the DMV, the State Board of Elections. The listeners could also sign up to become an organ donor on the election form. The Department of Health also has a website. And, of course, the largest intake is the New York State and the county departments of motor vehicles. So our role is to educate and inform the public, and we're not going to stop doing that.
It is a very, very important effort, and Ed, we wish you all the luck in the world, and certainly hope that this comes to a very positive conclusion very quickly for you. And I thank
you very much for all your
hard work and effort in this regard. It's very it's great that you're doing this.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Again, you can find out more information by going to donatelifeny.org. donatelifeny.org and find out more about organ donation. Again, we've been joined by NISAC President Ed Diana. Also joining us is NISAC Executive Director Stephen Aquario and DMV Executive Deputy Commissioner David Sampson. I want to thank you all for being with us. Best of luck in your efforts and the great work you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
pleasure.
Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.